Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Don't Compromise the Gospel.
Ezra 4, verses 1 to 5. When the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the returned exiles were building a temple to the Lord, the God of Israel, they approached Zerubbabel and the heads of the families and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we worship your God as you do, and we have been sacrificing to him ever since the days of King Esarhaddon of Assyria, who brought us here." But Zerubbabel, Jeshua, and the rest of the heads of the families in Israel said to them, "You shall have no part with us in building a house to our God, but we alone will build the Lord, the God of Israel, as King Cyrus of Persia has commanded us." Then the people of the land discouraged the people of Judah and made them afraid to build, and they bribed officials to frustrate their plan throughout the reign of King Cyrus of Persia until the reign of King Darius of Persia. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's meet to God, and then our New Testament reading is taken from the letter to the Romans, chapter 10.
Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. I can testify that they have a zeal for God, but it is not enlightened. For being ignorant of the righteousness that comes from God and seeking to establish their own, they have not submitted to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes concerning the righteousness that comes from the law, that the person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, "Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' that is, to bring Christ down, or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' that is, to bring Christ up from the dead." But what does it say? "The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart." That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and is so justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Lynn and Marilyn. So we are in this part of the book of Romans where Paul kind of move from having shared and explained the gospel to speak about the Jews, his people, and his longing for them to understand, to come to faith, to understand the gospel and to realize who Christ was. And the word that I think linked both passages is, in a sense, Paul's longing are very strong towards the Israelites, but he can't compromise the message of the gospel. And in the same sense, the first reading is also about areas where we just can't compromise. And so you had Judah and Benjamin, they were the exiles from the time of Babylon, and they were given an order to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. And then we had the people, it looks like people from the north, who also had been in exile before them in a different place, Syria. But there were people in exile, but also people had been staying there, and foreigners had been arriving there, and they had married foreigners. So the situation wasn't very clear, and we don't get much in the context, but it looks like that there were enemies, one and another. And they, in a sense, they stuck to their guns and they said, "No, we're going to build the house of God ourselves." And that made their lives very difficult. And in the other reading, it's also about not compromising the gospel. And it speaks here that righteousness of God that comes for those who believe from faith, as opposed to the righteousness that comes from doing things and from faithfulness to the law. Now, it's clear that not all Jews were believing that the law would give them eternal life, that it was more a way of living, but they believed that it was a way of living so that the blessings and kind of the presence of God would then be with them if only they were following all the laws that they had received. And Paul was saying that with Christ that all changed. Christ is the fulfillment of the law and has opened a way for all people in through faith to have access to God, to have a relationship with him, to be in right standing with him through the death and the resurrection. And that's why he speaks here a bit strange, you know, the righteousness that comes from faith. Faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heavens, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend it into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. And what he says here is that for Christians, there are two uncompromising truths of our faith. The one is that Christ is God incarnated, God who came to live among us in Jesus Christ. And the second is the resurrection, that Christ conquered death, that God raised him from the dead. And those two truths, we can't compromise as Christians. And if you read a bit about Christian history or today's debates, those are the two areas that usually, if they become murky, or we tried to avoid them by saying they're more spiritual realities than actual facts, it leads to a very strange kind of Christianity. So the faith that Paul speaks is the faith in Jesus Christ, who is God among us, incarnated, and in Jesus Christ, who raised from the dead. And so he speaks about those who then believes in their heart and confess with their lips. In a sense, there is no private Christians. And it's true that in some areas in this world, it's dangerous to be a Christian, and maybe you need to be wise as to how you speak about your faith and proclaim. But in a sense, there is no excuse in our world to not declare our faith in Christ. And we are called to proclaim with kindness and sensitivity who Jesus is and the good news that he brings. And so it's through declaring publicly Jesus is Lord and believing in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, that we are declared by God as those standing in the right, not because of anything we've done, but because of our faith in what Jesus has done. And it's just an amazing news that we can have that relationship. We can find forgiveness. We can have real life because of what Christ, what Jesus did on our behalf. So for the one believes with his heart, is the one who is justified, and the one who confesses with the mouth is the one who is saved. And those things are, we can't compromise. Like the people in the time of building the temple didn't compromise, and it will bring challenges. It's maybe easier to over spiritualize our faith and to make it more accessible, but scripture is quite clear. There is no other name in heaven or on earth by which we must be saved. Jesus is God incarnated, and Jesus, the message we proclaim and conquer death. And the disciples, when Paul and Peter proclaimed the gospel, that was the things they were talking about. And they didn't shy away from the reality of Jesus being the one and only who can bring about salvation. So in our 30 days of prayers in our own life, let's continue to pray that we will share that message with boldness, without compromise, and that we will find ways to tell others about the good news, but also that we will realize what Christ's resurrection means in practical terms, how through our prayers and through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we can be good news to our communities, what God wants to do through us and in us for the salvation, for the good of those around us. So let's pray for today and its task, for the world and its needs, and for our church and the life of the church in Taunton. Lord, in our world, there are many people, maybe like in the time of Paul, who are full of zeal. People with a big heart for human concerns, or people who are quite religious in, but who miss the most important, which is the knowledge of how we stand in your presence, how we can be those who can call upon your name as Father, Abba. And that doesn't come through merits, through what we do, but through trusting in your promises and in what you've done through Jesus. Lord, at St. James and in the church in Taunton, help us all to speak the message with boldness, with clarity, a message that will resonate in the minds and the hearts of many here in this town. Jesus, thank you that you are interceding for us on our behalf. Thank you that you promise that the works you have done, we will also be doing them, and even greater works. And you've promised the Holy Spirit to those who ask you. Expand our expectation. Draw us deeper in prayer during this month.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.